For classical Greeks, the origins of the Iliad were not problematic. There was a Trojan War, whose heroes had been celebrated in the oral tradition by a variety of bards, until Homer wrote some of it down. But even the Greeks had little idea who Homer was. Herodotus places Homer in the 8th century BC. The most likely date for the Iliad's composition, from the end of the 8th to the early 7th century, also contains some of the earliest examples of the Greek alphabet. Did an old poet dictate his poem to a young scribe, master of the new technique? The extreme difficulty of writing the primitive freestanding letters makes this an unlikely collaboration. Did he write it himself? Homer's one ancient critic, Josephus, claimed that the poet was as illiterate as his heroes. There is another tradition that Homer was blind. Some critics think that the Iliad alone, or the Iliad and the Odyssey together, are too great, too different to be by the same author. Such arguments are not unlike objections raised to Shakespeare. And certain evidence cited against single authorship of the Greek texts is persuasive. However, there is some consensus around the hypothesis that an extremely imaginative oral poet, master of his technique and material, utilized the possibilities unleashed in the novelty of writing to create an epic poem of unrivaled length, to which he devoted his entire life. The taking of Helen by Paris, also known as Alexandrus, may or may not have been the historical cause of the Trojan War, let alone the seemingly endless Greco-Persian conflict. But evidence suggests that there was a war in the area described in the Iliad at about the time Herodotus places the Trojan War in the 13th century BC. In the late 19th century AD, Heinrich Schliemann discovered what he believed to be Troy, also known as Ilion. Iliad means poem about Ilion. In Turkey, 4 miles southeast of the mouth of the Hellespont, 7 layers below the modern city of Hisarlik, Schliemann discovered the ruins of a city, with Bronze Age armour, weapons and artefacts corresponding remarkably to descriptions in the Iliad. The archaeological evidence coincides with the date ancient Greek scholars assigned to the Trojan War, and the lair itself was blackened and showed other signs of sudden destruction. Skeptics have disputed the relevance of these findings, ascribing them to natural causes and coincidence. But the recent discovery of Hittite tablets from the period, clearly referring to the Achaeans and their king Agamemnon, proved some of the characters in the Iliad historical.